Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. Today, Bap Dada today, Bap Dada is seeing all his children everywhere who are loved by God. Today, Bap Dada is seeing all his children everywhere who are loved by God. It is only the selected few out of the multi-millions of the whole world who become those who have a right to God's love. It is only the selected few out of the multi-millions of the whole world who become those who have a right to God's love. It is only God's love that has brought you children here. It is only God's love that has brought you children here. It is only at this time throughout the whole cycle that you experience God's love. It is only at this time throughout the whole cycle that you experience God's love. At all the other times, you experienced love from souls, from the great souls, from the religious souls. At all the other times you experience love from souls, from the great souls, from the religious souls. But now, you have become worthy to receive God's love. But now you have become worthy to receive God's love. At all the other times you experienced love from souls, from the great souls, from the religious souls, but now you have become worthy to receive God's love. What would you say when someone asks you where God is? What would you say when someone asks you where God is? That God, the Father, is with us. What would you reply? That God the Father is with us. We live with Him. We live with Him. That God the Father is with us. We live with Him. Even God cannot stay without us. Even God cannot stay without us, and we cannot stay without God. God cannot stay without us, and we cannot stay without God. You are experiencing so much love. You are experiencing so much love. You would say with spiritual sparkle that God is living. That God is living in my heart, and that I am living in His heart. You would say this with sparkle, spiritual sparkle, that God is living in my heart, and I am living in His heart. You have experienced this, have you not? Are you experienced in this? That God is living in your heart and you are living in His heart. What enters your heart? What enters in your heart? That is, what do you think? If we are not experienced in this, then who is? the father is also pleased to see the children who have claimed a right to such love. The father is also pleased to see the children who have claimed a right to such love. The sign of God's love, the sign of God's love So, the sign of God's love, what is the sign of God's love? That you are easily ready to sacrifice everything for the one you love. The sign of God's love, you are easily ready to sacrifice everything for the one you love. So, have all of you So, the sign of God's love is you are easily ready to sacrifice everything for the one you love. So have all of you become like what the Father wants you to become? So have all of you become like what the Father wants you to become? So what does the Father want us to become? That each and every child. So what does the Father want us to become? That each and every child. Becomes equal to the Father. So this is what the Father wants, that each and every child becomes equal to the Father. And that so the Father wants that each and every child becomes equal to the Father, and the Father becomes visible through each one's face. And the Father becomes visible through each one's face. So, have you become like that? So, you have become like that, haven't you? So, you have become like that, haven't you? The stage that the Father likes, you know it, do you not? What's the stage that the Father likes? So what stage of yours does the Father like? Father likes your stage to be Father likes the stage of you to be that of complete purity. This is the stage that the Father likes you to be. The Father likes the stage of you to be of complete purity. The foundation of this Brahmin birth is also complete purity. The foundation of this Brahmin birth is also complete purity. Do you know the depth of complete purity? Do you know the depth of complete purity? Do you know the depth of complete purity? There should not be the slightest name or trace of impurity, even in your thoughts or your dreams. According to the closeness of time nowadays, Bap Dada is repeatedly drawing your attention that in terms of complete purity, waste thoughts are also not complete purity. Waste thoughts are also not complete purity. So when Baba is talking about complete purity, it means even no waste thoughts, because waste thoughts are also part of impurity. So waste thoughts are also not complete purity. So check, do you have waste thoughts? Check that no types of thoughts are distancing you from perfection. Check that no types of thoughts are distancing you from perfection. The more you continue to move forward in your effort, the more you continue to move forward in your effort, the more you continue to move forward in your effort, check that the wasteful thoughts are not wasting your time in a royal way. So what you have to check, that wasteful thoughts are not wasting your time in a royal way. So what is the royal way of wasting your time? The royal way of wasting your time? Arrogance and insult. Arrogance and insult. So what do you have to check? Whether arrogance and insult. You know, these are rhyming words. Arrogance is abhiman and insult is apman. So abhiman and apman. Are not repeatedly attacking you in a royal way in the form of waste thoughts. So waste thoughts can come in the form of arrogance and insult. So these arrogance and insult, they waste our time in a royal way. So arrogance and insult, you have to check whether they are not attacking you. So what you have to check, whether arrogance and insult are not attacking us in a royal way and creating waste thoughts. If out of arrogance, if out of arrogance, so out of arrogance, if anyone considers their speciality, which is actually a godly gift, to be their speciality. So if anyone considers their speciality which they have, which is supposed to be a godly gift, but they consider it to be their speciality, then the arrogance of that speciality also. So if they have the arrogance of their speciality, because it has been given by God, it's a godly gift, but they consider it to be their own. So the arrogance of their speciality also brings them down. So if anyone has arrogance of his speciality, speciality, it will bring him down because it's a godly gift. It becomes an obstacle. And the arrogance which comes in a subtle form is that. So, and the arrogance that comes in a subtle form, which you know about, is that. You know about it. So what is that? So the arrogance which comes in a subtle form, you know about it too, that it is the consciousness of mine. There should be my name, respect for me, so my respect, my prestige. So I should get all that, my name, respect, prestige, I should get all that. This consciousness of mine takes on the form of arrogance. This consciousness of mine takes on the form of arrogance. These waste thoughts distance you from perfection. So these waste thoughts that I should get a name, respect, prestige. So this consciousness of mine, which it takes on the form of arrogance. So these waste thoughts distance you from perfection. Now what does Bap Dada want? Bap Dada wants that you stay in your self-respect. So Bap Dada wants that you stay in your self-respect, not have any arrogance, nor feel any disregard. Or insult. So neither abhiman nor apman. So you stay in your self-respect, not have any arrogance, nor feel any disregard or any insult. So these are the reasons for waste thoughts to come. So because of that arrogance and mind, these so many waste thoughts come. Bap Dada wants to see every child. Bap Dada wants to see every child. With the faith and intoxication of being a double master. So Bap Dada wants to see every child with the faith and intoxication of being a double master. What is this double mastery? What does double master mean? One is that you are the masters of the Father's treasures. So you are double masters. One is that you are the masters of the Father's treasures. And secondly, you are masters of self-sovereignty. You are masters of Father's treasures. And secondly, you are masters of self-sovereignty. To be one who has a right to self-sovereignty, so masters of self-sovereignty means to be ones who have a right to self-sovereignty. In this, what specially causes obstacles? It is the mind that specially causes obstacles. So mind causes obstacles in becoming, in having a right to self-sovereignty. So be a master of the mind. Never be influenced by the mind. Be a master of the mind. Never be influenced by the mind. Never be influenced by the mind. Be a master of the mind. You say that you have self-sovereignty. So, to be a self-sovereign means to have self-sovereignty, or to be a self-sovereign means to be a king. Father Brahma checked himself every day. Father Brahma checked himself every day. Became a master of his mind. Father Brahma checked himself every day, became a master of his mind, and claimed a right to become a master of the world. And claimed a right to become a master of the world. Actually, the mind and intellect are ministers of the king. Actually, the mind and intellect are ministers of the king. Therefore, when these waste thoughts arise in the mind, therefore, when these waste thoughts arise in the mind, the mind influences you by the waste thoughts. Therefore, when these waste thoughts arise in the mind, the mind influences you by the waste thoughts. If you do not order the mind, then because of being mischievous, the mind controls you. And makes you subservient. That is, the mind becomes your master. So check yourself. In any case, the mind is compared to a horse because it is mischievous, is it not? But you have the reins of Srimat. You have the reins of Srimat. So although the mind is like a mischievous horse, but you have the reins of Srimad. If the reins of Srimad were to become slack, even slightly, if the reins of Srimad were to become slack even slightly, then the mind would become mischievous. Why do the reins become slack? Why do the reins become slack? Because somewhere or another, you begin to look at the sight scenes. And when the reins become slack, the mind gets a chance to wander and create waste thoughts in you. So, always maintain this awareness, I am a master and a child. Always maintain this awareness, I am a master and a child. Check yourself that you are a master of the treasures and you are also a master of self-sovereignty. So check, am I a double master? The master of treasures and master of self-sovereignty. So check this in yourself. Am I a double master? Bap Dada wants to see every child become multi-million times fortunate in your activities and through your face. So this is what Bap Dada wants, to see every child become multi-million times or be multi-million times fortunate in your activities and through your face. You say that you are fortunate, but whilst moving along, the fortune that should be emerged becomes merged. So instead of becoming immersed, that yes, I'm a fortunate soul, and you feel the fortune, that fortune gets merged. The thought of that fortune gets merged. And Bhav Dada, wants to see the star of fortune sparkling on the forehead of every child. So Bhav Dada wants to see the star of fortune sparkling on the forehead of every child. Anyone who sees you, should see you as being fortunate through your face and in your activities. Anyone who sees you should see you as being fortunate through your face and in your activities. Only then will revelation of the Father take place through you, children. Only then will revelation of the Father take place through you, children. Because at present, the majority of people wish to get an experience, So that's what majority of people want. Just as the science of today, shows in a practical way, it gives you the experience, does it not? It gives you the experience of heat as well as of coolness. It gives you that experience of heat as well as coolness. So, they also want to experience through the power of silence. So power of science is enabling them to experience heat or cold, whatever. So they should experience also through the power of silence. The more you stay in this experience, the more you will be able to grant others an experience. So experience of the power of silence, the more you stay in this experience, the more you will be able to grant others an experience. Bhav Dada has already given a signal that you now have to do combined service. You have to do combined service. Bhav Dada has given you a signal of this. Don't serve only through words. But also give them an experience of peace, an experience of happiness, an experience of spiritual love. So along with words, we have to give them this experience of peace. So experience of peace, experience of joy, happiness, experience of love. So you have to spiritual love. So that you have to make them experience. Why is Baba saying this? Because experience is such a thing that once you have experienced something, you cannot leave it. Because once you've experienced something, you cannot leave it. Well, you may forget what you have heard, but you cannot forget what you have experienced. You can forget what you have heard, but you cannot forget what you have experienced. Because that experience brings them closer to you, to the ones who gave that experience. So that experience brings them closer to those who gave the experience. However, until now, the sound hasn't spread. That this is God's knowledge. That this is God's knowledge, this sound hasn't spread yet. They do say that the Brahma Kumaris are doing a very good task. The knowledge of the Brahma Kumaris is very good. However, the sound should now spread. This is the God's knowledge. That God's task is now being carried out. This is what should be spread now. So Brahma Kumaris are doing good work. The knowledge is very good. But what sound should spread? This is God's knowledge. That God's task is now being carried out. This sound will bring them close to the Father. This sound will bring them close to the Father. And the closer they come to the Father, the more they will automatically continue to experience. So now create such a plan, prepare such lectures, become the practical proof of this godly experience. Become the practical proof of this godly experience. So prepare such lectures, become the practical proof of this godly experience. Only then, only then will the Father's revelation be visible in a practical way. So only then will the Father's revelation be visible in a practical way. Now they have reached up to the point that this is good, it is good what they are doing. But the wave that they have to, that they have to become good. So this is good that they say, but the wave that they have to become good will spread through the experience of God's love. So become an embodiment of experience and give others this experience. So become an embodiment of experience and give others this experience. Okay. Now become a double master. And through your awareness, become powerful and make others powerful. Okay, what is to be done now? So Baba, it is the turn of Punjab to serve, Punjab zone to serve. Okay, stand up, all from Punjab zone. So many, just say, from Punjab zone. Very good. Okay, wave to Baba. In a common way, everyone calls Punjab as lions. They say the lions of Punjab. And Bab Dada says that lions means victorious. So, Shere Punjab, you know, lions of Punjab. And Bab Dada say that lions means victorious. So, those from Punjab should always experience the tilak of victory on your forehead. So lions means victorious. So those from Punjab should always experience the tilak of victory on your forehead. You have received the tilak of victory. You have received the tilak of victory. Always have this awareness. We are the victorious ones of every kalpa. We were, we are, and we will become this every kalpa. It is good. Very good. congratulations to you in advance. Okay, you may sit down. So, Muniben is saying, R series and N series of double of foreign lands, all the double foreigners, all the double foreigners, stand up. Bap Dada, so all double foreigners stand up. Bap Dada says, Bap Dada says, first of all, the double foreigners are the most beautiful decoration of Madhuban. So, double foreigners are the most beautiful decoration of Madhuban. It looks so good. This land and the lands abroad are all united in one direction and doing world service with a concentrated and stable intellect. All types of people sit on the one stage and say one father and none other. All types of people sit on the one stage and say one father and none other. Is it like this? Or is there a second person? Even waste thoughts means there is someone else. So today Bap Dada wants to make the method of all thoughts that of one pure thought. Bap Dada wants to make all the thoughts become one pure thought. This is the method. Double foreigners begin having determined thoughts. So you begin having determined thoughts, finished waste, have best. Is that all right? Will double foreigners do this? Finish waste. So they are getting translation. So they are nodding after a few seconds. So is that all right? Will double foreigners do this? You have this in the form of sanskar in you, that whatever thought you have, you demonstrate that practically. Whatever thought you have in your mind, you demonstrate that practically. So in all the foreign lands, there should be no name or trace of waste. No waste time, no waste words, no waste thoughts, no waste actions, and no waste relationships and connections. So no waste time, words, thoughts, actions, relationships, connections. Is that okay? Do you like it? So no waste. So become an example. You will become an example, won't you? Okay, may sit down. Okay, anyone who wants to move ahead with zeal and enthusiasm can do so. And it's not like that. It isn't only the double foreigners raise their hands. It's not only the double foreigners who have raised their hands. What will those from India do? You wish to claim a number one, do you not? everyone should have the enthusiasm in your heart. Everyone should have the enthusiasm in your heart that although you have not said anything, but you will demonstrate by doing it practically. So will those from India do this? No waste. Will you show this courage? Those from the first line, you are not raising your hand. All those from Madhuban also. Those from Madhuban, raise your hands. From those from Madhuban, Bab Dada says, raise your hand high. For Madhuban Nivasis, Bab Dada says, those who are on the heart hearth are in the heart. So they cook for the yagya, they give food to the yagya. So those who are on the hearth are in the heart. Those from Madhuban have a very big lift. If you wish to climb the lift, you can become complete very quickly. People come to Madhuban, but you actually live in Madhuban. Only thing is that you should not become careless. Do not become careless. Do not put aside the lift and climb the stairs. Climb in the lift. Look, those from Madhuban get to listen to the Murli personally every year, every season and every Murli. Others do not get this chance. Those from Madhuban can meet everyone with a smile and reveal the Father through their faces. When you say, my Baba, that should be visible on your face. My Baba, you say, so that should be visible on your face and in your activity. You are doing it. It's not that you are not doing it. You are doing it. You now have to do it a little fast, but yes, you are doing it. Today someone had said that Baba has to meet those from Madhuban. So you met Bab Dada, did you not? Did Bab Dada meet you or not? Yes. Okay. Okay. Now Baba is giving yatya to all the children everywhere who are spiritual roses, to all the children everywhere who are spiritual roses. To all the children everywhere who are spiritual roses, who are extremely loving to the Father, and extremely detached from their body, consciousness, to the specially beloved children of Bab Dada's heart, to the children who always belong to the one Father, who have a concentrated mind, and a constant and stable stage. who have a concentrated mind and a constant and stable stage. To all the children in different places everywhere who are living in different places and with their facilities of science, reaches Madhuban. To those who see Baba personally, who are living in different places with the facilities of science, reach Madhuban. To those who see Baba personally, to all the specially beloved, long lost and now found children, to the children who have claimed the right to God's love every cycle, love and remembrance from Bap Dada, and please accept multi-million fold blessings from the heart. And also namaste from Bap Dada to the children who are double masters. So multi-million fold blessings from the heart, and also namaste from Bap Dada to the children who are double masters.
प्यार किया बच्चों को, हम बाबा के साथ हैं, बाबा हमारे साथ हैं और बाबा हमारे दिल में हैं और हम बाबा के दिल में हैं। बाबा ने कितना अच्छा बच्चों को ध्यान खिंचवाया कि वे संकल्प किस तरह से संपूर्ण स्थिति को प्राप्त नहीं होने देते हैं और साथ साथ मन थोड़ा है, श्रीमत उसकी लगान है। बाबा ने कहा बाप चाहते हैं कि बच्चे बाप समान बने। इन सब बाबा के महावाक्यों को सुनते सुनते ऐसा अनुभव हो रहा था कि जैसे बाबा के साथ मिल करके वैसे अनुभव कर रहे हैं। बाबा ने डबल विदेशी पंजाब और साथ साथ मधुबन वालों को भी बहुत याद किया और उसके बाद मधुबनी ग्रुप हमारे सामने उपस्थित है, एक सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहे हैं।
प्यारे बाबा से प्यार भरी मीठी मीठी बातें हैं। वाह बाबा, आप हमको मीठे से मीठा बनाते हैं। एक बार जोरदार तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा का हम सब धन्यवाद करते हैं।
Gift of purity. Baba, you made us pure. Baba, you made our life very sweet.
We have
have received the treasures of knowledge, virtues and power. We should never waste time, thought, we have to make our life successful by doing service. Baba, you made our life so sweet. Baba surrenders everything of his to we children. Baba stays in our heart and we stay in Baba's heart. Va, Baba, va. He made us the fortunate of happiness. Baba, you're so sweet, and you made our life so sweet. Sweet words, so sweet, Baba. Baba, you made our life so sweet. We thank you, Baba. Very beautiful. Beloved Baba, Va Baba. Baba, you made us happy. You made us the fortunate of happiness. Baba says that your children have to stay away from all the obstacles. Baba is very cheerful and pleased to look at the children. We will now listen to the words of blessings from respected Dadi Ratan Mohini. And later we will listen to Brother Nirveer.
Sabhi koi na koi laksh lekar jaise 108 din ghanta 108 minutes.
Om Shanti. All of you brothers and sisters say Om Shanti. Dadi spoke her message a little and she has given me the paper. So now you speak out, so I am obeying her order. I am taking the help of Brother Brij Mohan. and I will read and tell you. Om Shanti. Sweetest Baba's versions, you all heard, you all met Baba. On the day of Brahma Baba's birthday, on the Laukik birthday of Father Brahma, you have taken some of the other aim, that 108 days, 108 hours, 108 minutes will have volcanic form of meditation and 1 hour of churning of murli. Most beloved Bab Dadas, the jewels of Baba's eye, today's day, specially to be a very auspicious day. Baba, with a lot of love, gave signals and made us very firm in what awareness we have to be. Awareness, the more the stage will become highest. We don't get this time again and again. Punjab, Haryana, Himachal, Jammu and Kashmir. And there are few who have also come from UP, and there is also Bombay. Baba's long lost and now found children, beloved children, and a few brothers and sisters have come from abroad. Baba also remembered them with lot of love. This kind of a meeting, this kind of avyakt meeting throughout the whole cycle, there will be only once, and today for you and me. This is the day of great fortunate that we all have met Baba. You can see, being a vyakt, Bab Dada is filling all the abilities in us. Today Madhuban Nivasis were also remembered by Baba. Maybe Madhuban Nivasis, maybe the Nivasis from Bharat and abroad, Baba absorbed everyone in his eyes and gave us sweet versions and sweet teachings. We have to churn that, we have to understand the depth of it. Decorate ourselves with this jewels of knowledge. And you will feel light and might of spirituality spreading everywhere. And the whole world very quickly will become a golden aged world. And therefore, you fortunate brothers and sisters, congratulations, congratulations. Om Shanti. Now I request a respected brother Brij Mohan. Request all the brothers and sisters to remain silent. Om Shanti. This turn is of Punjab. And the birthplace of myself and brother Nirvair is Punjab, and Baba has given the title for Punjab as a lion. Baba gave the title of lion for the Punjab zone. From a handful, from the multi-millions, we are only a few and we have received God's love. And we get God's love only at this confluence age, and throughout the whole cycle, we get the love of the bodily beings. Baba says, you children know that you have Baba in your heart. And Baba also knows that there are children in Baba's heart. People will be ready to sacrifice anything. But here Baba said, you know that what Baba loves? Baba said, you should have the stage of purity. Baba loves that children will have the stage of complete purity. As we progress well in the study, the definition of purity will also become subtle. And Baba drew our attention the waste thoughts are the biggest impurity, and therefore we have to control the waste thoughts. And for that Baba said, you children are double masters. We are the masters of Baba's treasures. In order to take care of the treasures, Baba said, you are also the master of your mind. And if you don't become the masters of your mind, you will not take care of all the treasures. Mind is a very mischievous horse, and there will be arrogance in the mind. Baba has given the specialities, but children think that that is my specialty. And therefore Baba said, you have to stay in your self-respect. The waste thoughts arise in the mind, and therefore you have to control your mind. And therefore you should have the reign of Srimad in order to control the mind. The reign should be very tight, then there will be the control of the mind. Otherwise, there will be mischievousness of the mind. It will become slack. And therefore, Baba said about the side scene. The mind will wander here and there. And finally, Baba said, you children, in order to attain perfection, in order to reveal the Father, you have to keep the mind in your control. Waste thoughts in your control. And everybody wishes that Baba has to be revealed. And Baba says that I will be revealed through my children. Children's activities should reveal the Father. Baba is, that's why, incognito. People say Brahma Kumaris are doing very good work. But this knowledge is of Baba's. And therefore souls are not coming close to Baba. And therefore Baba says, you have to reveal the Father. You have to give spiritual love to everyone. We all have heard Baba's murli. Should have elevated thoughts, determined thoughts, and there should be no name and trace of waste thoughts. All those who have come may have come from Punjab or from other place. Baba is giving us sustenance. We are watching through the video. There were many who were sitting. We also have to remember Baba's blessing. We only now have to become full and complete. Before we finish our part at the confluence age, we have to become like the Father. Om Shanti. I request all the sevadaris of the hall, after meditation, you will all be present here in the hall. You will clean the hall and systematically keep the chairs, and whoever wants to give cooperation can give cooperation. Now Dadi Ratan Mohini is saying, Om Shanti to each of you.